Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to look at maybe the transit of the week, which is Venus's upcoming square to Uranus. This is Venus's final square to Uranus after going back and forth over the square several times, first in direct motion, then retrograde motion, now back through direct motion. So we're going to look at the things that Venus and Uranus together have been trying to help us accomplish, and we can kind of see where we're at by reflecting on these things today and see how far we've come, or maybe remind ourselves of where we've been so that we can experience this aspect in planetary combination one more time. Excuse me. So that is our agenda for today. Don't forget to like and subscribe. It really helps the channel grow. It helps get my work out there. I really appreciate it when you guys help me out with that. You can share your comments and reflections as well. I love hearing from you guys, and it really creates a nice community space to hear other people's wisdom and experiences alongside of whatever I'm saying for the day. So I really appreciate it when you guys chime in and talk about what your own ideas and thoughts are about the transit that we're looking at. You can find a transcript of any of my daily talks on the website, of course, which is nightlightastrology.com. I want to take you there right now because, as you guys know, on November 18th, my next first-year program, Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic, begins. So we're in promotion mode right now. I promote this at the beginning of every one of my talks. You can learn more about it under the first-year course page. And as you scroll down, there's a video where I talk with some of the alumni. There's 30 classes on the year broken into different units covering all of the foundational theory and philosophy of ancient Hellenistic astrology. And as we go through those units, we break out into study sessions led by my tutoring staff. There is a tutoring forum you can access throughout the whole year with staff that are there to answer your questions, always within 24 hours. You can talk to me throughout the year about the material. There's tons of bonus material, quizzes, extra reading and videos. And of course, as the course goes on, many people will eventually take the certification test at the end. But either way, at the bottom, you'll find the payment options. And among those, I hope that you will especially check out the need-based tuition. We have a limited number of need-based tuition contracts open for every program that are meant to help people whose budgets are fixed or set in a way that may make a training program like this inaccessible. So we try to make sure that nobody's priced out. If you could use a little bit of help in making the program happen, please feel free to check that out. They will go fast, so we ask people to apply early. If you have any questions about the program or the need-based tuition assistance, email us info@nightlightastrology.com. Again, the program starts November 18th, so we're really excited for it and hope to see some of you there soon. Okay, so let's take a look at the real-time clock and refresh ourselves. And we're going to look at Venus's square to Uranus once more. We are kind of refreshing on a transit that has been in effect for quite some time now. So here you can see Friday, September 29th, into Saturday, the September 30th, that Venus passes through the square to Uranus one last time. Now, here we are at the outset of the week, and you can see earlier in the week that Uranus, or Venus, is within 3 degrees. So it is in that application range all week long. And then as soon as they separate, Venus will be within the separation of 3 degrees all the way through Tuesday, October 3rd, thereabouts. So that's the kind of shelf life of the transit. Now, if we go back in time, we can see where the transit has been previously. Excuse me. So let's go all the way back to the beginning. So we'll just say it's right about here. Venus gets to within that 3 degree range at the end of June. So we saw that the square between Venus and Uranus was July 1st, 2nd, 3rd, right around there. It was late July that Venus turned retrograde. Venus's retrograde then brought it back into the square with Uranus, and that was about August 8th, 9th, 10th, right about there. So we had late June, early July, about the middle of August, and now through its direct motion, Venus has come forward and will be making one last square to Uranus before finally disengaging and then leaving Leo in short time. We'll talk about Venus entering Virgo in a later video, but that's why we have this stretching out through this week and into next. one of the most important transits of this week and late September, early October in general. So what I want to talk about are the top five things that Venus's square to Uranus has been helping us accomplish throughout the course of, you know, from late June all the way through early October. What has this been about? And if we can refresh ourselves on these archetypal lessons or healing or transformational processes, then we can not only take stock of where we've been, but recognize that we're passing through the final sort of the grand finale of the process itself, which for many of us may be something of a, you know, maybe it's a like an accent on big things that already really happened over the summer. And for some of us, it may be the grand finale where the biggest events are happening this week into next with the Venus Uranus square. Either way, there are five things that I think I could boil it down to that Venus Uranus helps us accomplish. And we can kind of look and see where we are at with these things. Number one is taking risks in our relationships. So whether that means sexual experimentation or getting on a dating app or dating someone, being like asking someone out, whereas maybe we usually wait to be asked out. There's all different kinds of ways in which, you know, taking a risk in relationships or love and sexuality or even friendships will look different for different people. For someone, it might mean, you know, exploring or experimenting with a different sexual or gender orientation. For one person, it might mean, you know, being on top for the first time or something. Or it could mean that there's some way in which you are just choosing to make yourself more vulnerable in a relationship, and that's hard for you. What constitutes a breakthrough in a relationship? That's different for everyone, but one of the main characteristics of Venus Uranus is I'm not going to be afraid to take some risks around love, intimacy, sexuality, pleasure in my relationships. Have we taken some new risks? Have we made ourselves more vulnerable? Have we accepted the challenge of evolving and opening and getting out of old stuck habits or ways of doing things in our relationships? That is a question maybe being put to us this final pass of Venus square to Uranus. Number two, being free to love what we love. I talked about this a lot over the course of the summer, but isn't it funny how sometimes we feel like it's not okay to love what we love or to love how we love? The way in which I love something, it shouldn't be like that. It should be this, which is, you know, that's too much the way I love things. It should be, you know, more controlled or something, or what I love. Well, it's probably not appropriate for me to, you know, it could be something as simple as I love chocolate and I just shouldn't love chocolate. Sometimes Venus Uranus comes around and it's just like, no, I'm going to go further into my love of chocolate. And then actually I find that I have an easier time being moderate with the amount I consume because I honored and acknowledged the love rather than repress it. The repression was what was creating a kind of rebellious backlash that would cause me to go from withholding to binging. Whereas going into something and just acknowledging, oh, I love chocolate, might level things out somehow and create a more temperate approach. So being free to love what we love is an important Venus Uranus lesson, and being free to love how we love. Have we done that? Have we explored what we love and gone into it more? Or have we explored more of the style or the unique way in which you or I or anyone is going to show affection or devotion or tenderness or care? Or how do we express ourselves sexually? Being free to love in the way that we do and what we do is a huge part of a Venus-Uranus dynamic. Have you allowed Venus Uranus to touch your life in this way? It's a good question for this final passage. Number three is just awakening the goddess. That could be through something as simple as, you know, redecorating in your home, which is something Ashley and I were doing over the summer. We redid our bedroom, which was really fun. We chose all of this like different, you know, different paint color, decor, you know, so sometimes it's so simple. It's about, I never wear red and, ooh, I'm going to be risky and I'm going to wear lots of red, or I'm going to wear bright red lipstick or something like that. Awakening the goddess might mean paying more attention to how you feel in your body. It could have something to do with sensuality and pleasure. It could have something to do with women, friends, sexuality, art? Have we lit the Promethean flame and, you know, gotten in contact with the goddess through it? The flame is the flame of discovery, of revolution, and of originality, and of breaking from convention. Sometimes it's a little defiant. It's even iconoclastic, but it's being done in service of what the goddess wants in our lives, or what the sensual desire body is doing. And it's about acknowledging that and making that sacred and holy. Holy maybe is too strong a word, but sacred is a good one at least. Awakening the goddess, bringing the revolution of the goddess into our life in any way. Maybe I've redecorated my office. Maybe I've redone my wardrobe. Maybe I've gotten some kind of cosmetic work done and I don't care what people think. You know, it's like that. There's healthy and unhealthy versions of awakening the goddess. Sometimes the rebellion goes too far. It becomes intentionally, you know, it's like more about ruffling feathers than really paying attention to what makes you feel good. So there's all sorts of shadows, but just generally speaking, Venus square Uranus several times for several months has been saying to us, sort of whispering in our ear, is the goddess within you happy? Is she awake? Does she have a say? Does she have a vote on the council within, so to speak? Is her orientation being valued? So I think that's really important. Number four is revising our aesthetic. Now, this just means the way in which it could be the way in which we present ourselves or dress, the style, mood, or manner in which we create something. Have we allowed for, you know, sometimes the only way to step into psychological, spiritual, like important life changes, like the only way to actually step into them is to reclothe ourselves. You have to do something to accommodate psychic change. For example, when we moved into this house, I was a different astrologer and I needed a different color. I used to have this bright blue, which I loved. This room was carrying a different me as an astrologer, and so purple represented that. Maybe it'll change again someday, right? How do aesthetic changes of style or decoration or ornamentation, how do they play a role in change and transformation? You cannot overlook their role when Venus is square to Uranus. Number five. And okay, so for example, let me give you guys an example. I got this tattoo. So you can kind of see it right like there. So I got that tattoo, which is of sun and moon. And Ashley and I both got the tattoo as we had some really big breakthroughs in our relationship, which I've shared with you guys earlier, around reestablishing some of our healthiest habits and patterns since the kids were born. So to mark that, we got matching tattoos, which is something we talked about for a long time, but it signified the change, right? And it's artistic. This is the kind of thing that happens. You need to be careful that you don't end up getting like a butt tattoo of David Letterman's face, or something. I don't know why anyone would do that. I don't know why anybody would do that, but you know what I'm saying. You want to make sure that the aesthetic signification carries artistic and sort of symbolic relevance, but yeah, or maybe it doesn't at all. Number five is being freer within relationships. One of the core characteristics of Venus square Uranus, people will always say, oh, the need for freedom will be so strong, it's not a good time to date. Or, oh, the need for freedom around love and relationships will be so strong, you'll go through a breakup. Sometimes those things are true. But honestly, I think one of the best qualities that Venus square Uranus brings is, how do I feel more free within my relationship? Which usually for people boils down to, how do I become more authentic? How do I bring more of who I really am in my own journey of self-development? How do I bring that more, you know, into my meaningful relationships? Because sometimes relationships suffer because we assume a role within them, and the role starts to it becomes there's like dissonance between the role we're playing in a relationship and the person we're becoming. And so Venus Uranus is about bringing the person that we're becoming into the relationship. And that creates greater freedom, flexibility. It creates breakthroughs in relationships when we honor the person that we're becoming and bring it into the relationship, as opposed to just staying stuck in a role that's expected of us, or that we think, you know, well, I have to be this way because that's how I've always been with some such and such person. Being freer, bringing authentic personal growth and evolution into your relationships, that's a challenge that Venus square Uranus brings forward. And sometimes relationships end because the relationship can't accommodate the change that is there. And that's, you know, unfortunately, I had that happen with a friendship while Venus was square Uranus, where it was like, okay, you know, the person that I was becoming through, for example, leaving the religious tradition that I was a part of and going through other various changes, it was just, there were some people and places in my life that was like, well, you're not the same, you can't play the same role, you don't have the same beliefs, you're becoming a different person. I don't like it. I don't like that you're not playing the same role. Well, it sucks, but that can happen. But the question ultimately is, how do you bring who you're becoming, your authentic, you know, evolution of character into your relationship so that they can be freer? Or you can be free of relationships that cannot accommodate that personal growth, either way. So these five things: taking risks, being free to love what we love, awakening the goddess, reviving our aesthetic, revising or reviving, being freer within relationships. Those to me are the top five things to consider as Venus makes its final square to Uranus and brings a long learning process to its conclusion. This has been especially powerful for me because Venus in Leo is my natal Venus, happens to be my ascendant ruler. And Uranus has been traveling through my first house, squaring my natal Venus. So this has been Venus return and Uranus square natal Venus coinciding with Venus and Uranus's squares in the sky, which has been quite powerful for me. And I've loved it. It has been so helpful, so healing, so wonderful on so many levels. So I hope that for you, it has been too. I know for some people, it's going to have been a really challenging one. You're probably really glad to have it over with. But either way, share your stories. Use the hashtag grabbed, in fact, if you have a really good story to share. Tell us the name of the transit. In this case, if it's Venus square Uranus or Venus's retrograde square Uranus or whatever it was, then tell us the story about what happened. We aggregate those stories, and I shared some Venus retrograde stories already, but could always use more for future episodes. If you prefer not to share in the comments section with the hashtag grabbed, use the email address grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. That is it for today. Hope you're having a good one. We'll see you again soon. Bye, everyone.